Hello, hello. This is Ben Castle, podcaster extraordinaire from Toronto, Canada.
And this is Angad Nanjangud. I'm in London right now, and Ben is helping me record an asynchronous podcast on this app that I've made called Howler.
And, does that name have anything to do with the Howler monkey, perchance?
After listening to that soundbite, I'm going to say 100% no. But the truth of the matter is, yeah, it does have something to do with the Howler monkey, which I think is also what may have inspired J.K. Rowling to call her voice letters that used to exist in the Harry Potter universe a Howler. Because they're both like really loud and angry sounding sounds. But I mean, I think in principle, the word Howler conveys that it's about using your voice to communicate. And that's why I've kind of gone with it as a name. But a little fun story is that I also call it Howler because the word means a mistake. And, as a person who hasn't really written an app before, who wants to build something which is essentially like competing with WhatsApp or Signal in principle, right? Like as one person trying to, first of all, build something when they've never built it and to take on these giants in some way could be a huge mistake, especially when I already have a day job that pays me. So, yeah, I mean, it's called Howler for a variety of reasons, I guess. Monkey, mistake, wonderful alliterative things that only voice can convey. And the voice messenger is, of course, just like one side of the story. The other side of the story is about, being able to publish content from your inbox, right? Just think about the amount of time people spend, whether at work or in their personal life, saying interesting, compelling things that don't see the light of day in the outside world, because we just haven't found a way to sort of make that happen technologically, right? Like whether you're writing a blog, you write it in Google Docs, or you write it in Microsoft Word, or you write a joke in a book, right? And then there is a separate process of taking it to the outside world. So something that I'm trying to do here is like sort of tackle where the content gets created and how it gets shared, like that pipeline. And that automatically means you're also starting to create like a new zone of work that hasn't really existed for creators before, where everyone can become a creator easily. But once the content is out there, then again, Howler is now competing even with like a Spotify or an Apple Podcast or something like that, right? So it's a very dangerous road maybe to go down, but that's also what makes it exciting, I think, is that, there's always room for a new player in a new market. So yeah, you maybe sometimes create your own market. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm thinking. What have you made of this whole podcasting situation yourself, having worked in radio at Davis and also then doing like underwriting work at KQED for a few years? Curious what your take on the whole thing is.
Well, you know what they say, Angad, hate the player, don't hate the game. So I think there's more than enough room in the audio sharing marketplace for another player app, and I really think that this one does it a lot better than some of the competition out there right now. And in terms of, the podcasting game itself, I think that there's a lot of room to grow. It's 2022, podcasters have been around for over two decades. It's not a new thing anymore, and yet it's still not all that much easier to produce a podcast than it was 20 years ago. You'd expect it to be much easier to just have a conversation where you can share, concepts with your friends, and if it ends up becoming interesting, share it with the whole world. And so that's what excites me about Howler, is that, there is the potential to gain an audience through your own organic conversations. And it also is a potential form of revenue for, up-and-coming podcast, enthusiasts and artists of all kinds, who produce auditory, communication on the internet. And so I think that's a really exciting thing to me, is that this could end up financing a lot of people's podcasting careers.
100%. I mean, I totally share that sentiment about how this is like a new way for someone to generate revenue, provided they generate good content and all of that kind of stuff. But it offers a whole different portal compared to something like making good YouTube videos or TikToks, right? Like, there's still a higher level of skill involved in something like that. But, and it's more entertaining, but it's not necessarily interesting all the time. But with speaking, you always have to be super compelling, I think, in the kind of content that you make, because it doesn't really engage all of the senses. It's kind of like writing a book has like a higher skill level, but to be engaged still requires like human attention of a certain kind. So, you know, audio content falls in a very different way. And I think returning, you know, the power of voice back to the average person on a phone, to the common human, like, yeah, that's what this is supposed to be about, especially at a time like we're in right now with this whole crisis in Ukraine and whatever's happening in Russia. It's not like all the Russian people are for the crap that's going on right now. And, you know, it's just crazy. Like, the power of TikTok, the power of personal video is so great, I think, at a time like this where every citizen becomes a journalist. But I think this could be like citizen journalism in a totally different way, where people are getting to put their opinions out. People could be starting their own shows and radio stations even, and becoming the leaders of tomorrow through the opinions that we put out, right? Like, ultimately, we select our prime ministers and presidents in all these countries, not necessarily for how they write, but mostly for how they speak, because that's what they're doing. They're out on podiums, they're out in shows, making, you know, swaying crowds. And I think that's what Howler could become, is a way of just bringing power back to the common person.
All right. I guess I kind of see where you're going with this whole Howler thing. You know, as of today, I can definitely see it being a really useful tool for, you know, starting conversations with my friends and creating super easy content with the click of a button. And so I love that I can just share, you know, our conversations with other people whenever I want, both on and off the app. That's super cool. But, you know, you mentioned that there's a potential for, you know, podcasters or people who aren't, you know, necessarily content creators today to earn revenue in the future through, you know, the creation of these sort of radio stations, as you called them. Maybe you could talk a little bit about how you can imagine this whole networking effect of, you know, getting larger groups of people with, you know, commonalities and interests to create sort of a community on Howler, and how you can kind of see the trajectory of Howler, you know, taking us on a path to something that's even more interesting than what it is today.
That is an awesome, awesome question, actually. So in the next couple of hours, you're going to get like an update on Test Flight, which will allow you to publish this conversation of ours to a public feed. And one thing that you will notice when you do that is that, unlike all other applications, Howler requires at minimum two people to have a conversation to be publishable. Now, it could have been made into like a one-person publication kind of thing, but I think Howler is most effective when you think about it as something that builds community and conversation. That doesn't mean everyone has to be similar, of course, but there will be a way for us, I think, in the future to invite more diversity into this conversation. But think about it this way. When the two of us sort of have been having this discussion and one of us chooses to publish this, we can choose to publish it as individuals, or in future have the option of publishing it as a radio station, and then we start to make common shows. When you form that radio station and you have people come and, I don't know, give you some kind of feedback, they could be invited into that conversation too, right? Into that specific conversation, because it is stitched asynchronously, right? That means that the same kernel of a conversation could lead to new branches and new conversations themselves with new people. So it could create new invitations for us to have more insightful discussions on and continue to evolve. I think this is something that is still evolving, both in my brain but also as a technology, because this kind of communication hasn't existed in this way before, right? That communication that turns into creation but can turn back into communication. I think you'll see what I mean when you get the latest update. I'm super excited for it, actually, because even I didn't realize it was gonna possibly turn into something like that. So, I mean, a lot of work to be done, but I see the potential, and I think you also probably will.
Well, to be honest, I was starting to get a little bit worried. After 3 weeks, I hadn't heard from you, but now it's all making sense, and this new feature is pretty awesome. I will say I'm excited to press the publish button. So without further ado, here we go.